You're listening to SBS News.
An annual national survey by the philanthropic Scanlon Foundation has found more than 4 in 5 Australians see benefits to immigration despite heightening concern over the country's population growth. And the 2018 Mapping Social Cohesion Survey finds more than half of Australians consider the current intake of migrants either good or too low. The survey canvassed the views of 1,500 randomly chosen Australians on issues such as social cohesion, immigration, and population issues. Researcher Andrew Marcus from Melbourne's Monash University says despite concerns about population management, 82% of those surveyed believed immigrants improve Australian society.
The level of concern is highest about perceived lack of government planning, about perceived overcrowding, house prices, but there are relatively low levels of concern about immigration from many different countries, about whether immigration is good for this country. It creates jobs, it gives us fresh ideas. All of those indicators remain, by large percentages, very positive.
Professor Marcus says on the question of whether multiculturalism has been good for Australia, support remains steady from previous years.
But over the course of 11 years of surveying, more than anything, we've seen stability. I'll give you one example. We've got a question which asks people, do you think multiculturalism has been good for Australia? Now, there's lots of people out there telling you that multiculturalism is a disaster, it's ruining the country. And we're getting 85% of people saying, yes, multiculturalism has been good. We've done that now more than 5 times. Each time we've got pretty much the same result. It's always been in the range 83 to 86.
Most respondents saw multiculturalism as a two-way process of change, involving adaptation by both those people already in Australia and those arriving from overseas. In the survey, 54% felt migrants should change their behaviours to be more like people already in Australia. Meanwhile, 37% said ethnic minorities should receive government assistance to maintain their customs and conditions. Ethnic Communities Councils of Victoria Chairwoman Chris Pavlidis says overall the results offer a positive picture of Australian society's understanding of multiculturalism.
And that seems to be the general feel out in the community. We see it in our neighbourhoods, we see it in our local schools, in our shopping centres, our neighbours. We're living amongst people who, look, in fact, we're all immigrants. Other than our Indigenous community, we're all immigrants to this nation.
Beyond immigration, Andrew Marcus says the changes in respondents' attitudes towards members of the federal parliament are particularly notable. Professor Marcus says there has been a significant drop in support for federal parliamentarians over the past decade.
We ask questions about, do you trust the politicians in Canberra to do the right thing for the Australian people? And the interesting finding there is at one point it was 48% of people said, yes, I do. And that was in 2009. And then that collapsed and it hasn't recovered. So it's gone from 48 down to around 30%. And that's where it stayed.
Just under 1 in 5 of those surveyed said they had experienced discrimination because of their religion, ethnicity or skin colour. That figure has not increased since 2016. 18-year-old Emmanuel Mako, born in Egypt, received support from the organisation Youth Activating Youth, which helps disadvantaged multicultural youths in Victoria. He has been in Australia since he was a young child and says while he has experienced discrimination, he feels a strong sense of belonging. But he says that discrimination comes through in the media.
I consider myself Australian. I feel very blessed to be here. I've been here 15 years, I'm 18, this is all I know.
Absolutely.
I'm Australian. That's the thing, that you've heard the term African American, you've never heard the term African Australian. You have people that are born here and they're still not, the media will not ever say African Australian, they'll just say Africans.
Yeah,
Africans.
Lack of
and it makes, it's like we're on the outside looking in.
Around 23% of respondents in the study showed negative views towards Muslims, a figure that has remained between 22 and 25% since 2010. Victorian Multicultural Commission Chairwoman Helen Kapalos says negative views based on religion and race are part of a global narrative now occurring.
We know that there has been, you know, narratives based in these areas before, but I think more than ever race and religion are part of a global conversation. Again, one where fear is present and where we have little understanding sometimes of faith in the contemporary context of society. So we often associate religiosity or the perception of someone's religiosity and what that might mean and what it might represent. Is that representation something that's real, or is it a perception?
Joy Joshi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.